Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And today I want to talk about the art of teaching. And I deliberately use the word art because there isn't, to my mind, a right way to teach, but there are more and less effective ways of teaching, and there are more and less flexible ways of teaching. What I mean by flexible is that will allow you to reach more people with whatever it is you are trying to teach. And the model I want to share with you is a model that I came across years ago, and it's based on a simple idea that if you have a fixed means, if you have one way of doing something, you'll get a variable outcome. So if you have one way of doing something, it'll work with some people and not with other people. So for example, there were a lot of studies done in the mid-20th century on the efficacy of hypnosis as a therapeutic tool. And they created what they called a scale of hypnotizability. And the way that they did it is they read a particular induction in a particular tone of voice to, let's say it was 100 people. And if 50 of the people were deeply hypnotized, 30 of them were slightly hypnotized, and 20 weren't hypnotized at all, that became the scale of hypnotizability. But the problem was, because they only had one way of hypnotizing people, it looked like the variable was the outcome. Now, contrast that with schools that developed around what's known as Ericksonian hypnosis based on the work of the hypnotist Milton Erickson. Well, Milton Erickson would do different inductions every single time. In fact, part of his artistry is that the client often didn't know when the induction began. So they would just be having a conversation, and at a certain point, Erickson might slow down his cadence and begin to synchronize it with their breathing, or other times he would simply overwhelm them with data and talk and talk and talk and talk until their conscious minds began to become overwhelmed. And so he was able to hypnotize anybody who sat down in front of him, regardless of their supposed hypnotizability. Now, what that is, what Erickson's approach points to, is fixed outcome variable means. So instead of having one way of doing it, and then it works with some people and it doesn't work with others, if you fix the outcome, but you're willing to come at it as many different ways as you need to in order to achieve that outcome, well, you're much more likely to achieve the outcome. Now, what does this have to do with teaching? Well, very often, when people are teaching, whatever it is that they're teaching, and this includes, by the way, teaching science, teaching facts, as well as teaching more abstract concepts and ideas and the kinds of things that I talk about on this podcast each time. If we say there is a way, then some people will get it, some people will won't, and we'll make up a reason why they don't get it. Oh, well, that's their ego. Oh, well, they're resistant. Oh, well, they're not good students. Oh, well, they're not listening. Now, that may be true, but it's actually more likely to simply be a function of the way we're coming at it, fixed means, variable outcome. Whereas if we fix the outcome and we're willing to come at it in as many different ways as we need to get the student to get whatever it is that we're teaching, then suddenly the feedback mechanism works the other way. And instead of telling me something about the student, it lets me know what I need to do differently as a teacher. And that gives me the flexibility. And in any variable system, the element in the system that has the most flexibility controls the outcome. So here's a visual for it. Imagine a line, a horizontal line, like an arrow. And then at the end of the arrow, imagine a bunch of different arrows going in a bunch of different directions. And that's fixed means, variable outcome. And you could almost write on that first arrow, "This is the way." But then imagine another drawing. Imagine a dot, a point on a piece of paper, and a whole bunch of arrows all pointing in on that one dot. And that visual would be captioned, "This is the point." So the art of teaching is to get really, really clear on the point. What is it that you want the person you are teaching, the class that you are teaching, the group that you are teaching to get? And then being willing to be completely flexible in how you get there. Now, if you think about it, that's almost the opposite of how all of us design lesson plans, whether we're formal teachers or whether we're just trying to make a point in a boardroom or in a meeting or in a discussion with friends, is we kind of outline our plan, right? I'm going to talk about this, then I'm going to talk about that, then I'm going to talk about that, then I'm going to talk about that. Well, the problem with that is that's fixed means variable outcome. If you're actually in a live setting with other human beings or even one other human being, and you're really clear on the point you're trying to make, then you can come at it one way and another way, and there's no order of merit in how you come at it. So let's say that the point that I wanted to make was that your teaching will be much more powerful if you're willing to let go of trying to do it the right way, and you spend your preparation time instead on trying to get really, really clear about what the point is. Well, if I said to you, blah, 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 and you said, oh my gosh, I've just had an insight. If I get really clear on the point, my audience is going to get it. Then even though I didn't even use words, I was incredibly effective in my teaching. By way of contrast, I could have a beautifully scripted, beautifully designed, beautifully poetic, metaphoric way of trying to make my point, and you may or may not get it. And if I don't understand fixed means variable outcome, then I'm just going to chalk it up to, well, they weren't ready. They weren't ready to hear what I had to say. They're not a very good class. They must be in the remedial group. Now, let me give you a really simplistic example. Let's say that I know that you've come to me because you're looking for the bathroom, and I happen to know where the bathroom is. Well, fixed means variable outcome would say, okay, you need to give them step-by-step directions. You need to tell them when to turn and where to turn. Or it might be, here's a chart, here's a diagram that will show them the way to the bathroom, and you have to just show them the diagram. Or whatever way it might seem like, okay, this is the way. But the truth is, if you want to go to the bathroom, and I know where it is, it sort of doesn't matter how I tell you. The way that gets you to the bathroom is the way that works. And so my willingness to just go, hey, okay, you turn left up ahead. Where? Well, look, let me take you. Oh, no, I don't want you to take me. Okay, well, do you see that tree over there? Well, just head towards the tree, and then when you get towards the tree, you're going to see a building, and that's where the bathroom is. It doesn't matter how I tell you how to get there. The art, your artistry as a teacher, is your willingness to do two things. Get really, really clear on the point you're trying to make, and be really, really flexible and responsive in the moment in how you make that point. Have fun, learn heaps, happy exploring, and I'll speak with you soon.